The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily Namala, which has Namala Ahmed. Ensure you're well and ensure you enjoy this week's episode. Daily Namala is a weekly chat show where we discuss a variety of topics aimed at all ages, and there's something for everyone. It comes out every Sunday afternoon/evening, and ensure you guys enjoy it. So this week I'll be continuing the series on the 99 names of all the spawn dollars, meanings, guarantees, you series. But I'll also do like facts about the Queen, because next week is like the Queen's Jubilee celebration, so that's what we'll be talking about next week. So I just thought maybe like facts about the Queen for this week. So yeah, enjoy the episode, guys. So we're gonna tune on the series on the 99 names of other spawn dollars, meanings, Gorons, and a deep series right now. So this week we'll be looking at Al-Razak, which is the total provision. The suspending the provision. Al-Razak, the provision, the sustenance of his creation. He's the one who creates all means of nourish and give them livelihood. He is the provider of growth for all things good in the body, souls, and mind. So in terms of the Hadith and the Quran meanings, from the letters R, Z, and Q, which stands for the receive something benefit like a gift, to be provided with a necessity to receive portion, share, a lot, to supply with a mean of substitute. Indeed, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the provider, the firm persistent of strength. 51 from the Quran, Surah 51, Ayah 58. O mankind, remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. If there's any creation apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he provides for you from the heavens and earth. There's no denials of him. So how are you deluded? That's from the Quran 35:3. Practice giving freely and spend from what we have provided you before death upon one of you. And say, my Lord, if only you would delay me for brief term, so I give charity upon the righteous. From the Quran 63:10. And the last one is, for those who engrating from the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then be killed or dead, those who killed or passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely provide for them a good provisional, and indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of provision. From the Quran 22:58. So jazakallah for listening, as always, to this week's segment of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's meanings, Quran, and deep section. Next week we're looking at Al-Fada, and inshallah you'll come back to hear more of this next week, inshallah.
If I get locked away and I lost it all today, tell me honestly,
would you be there by my side if I had nothing else, or I let down my defense? Tell me honestly,
would you be there in my life?
I don't care how life is, I would never give you up. I will give you love. Would you ever do the same?
No amount of money can never make me change my, I pray that I'll change your life, but would you ever change your ways? Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Would you accept in my beliefs? Take away the pain entirely. Would you be there just to hold it down?
Tell me, would you abandon me? Be my satellite family. And if I really didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I
matter what, you have my love. And I will really do anything for you. Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Would you accept in my beliefs? Take away the pain entirely. Would you be there just to hold it down? Tell me, would you really ride for me? Would you accept in my beliefs? Take away the pain entirely. Would you be there just to hold it down?
Tell me, would you abandon me? Be my silent light family. And if I really didn't have anything, I wanna know where to stick around.
Locked away, and I lost it all today. Tell me honestly,
would you be there by my side?
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily Nomana, which host Nomana Ahmed. In show, you guys enjoy Locked Away by Maud and his daughter. And let's go on with the other half of the episode. So I'm going to be sharing you guys 15 facts about Queen Elizabeth II. Queen Elizabeth II was born at 2:40 a.m. on 21st of April 1926. Number 2. She was crowned Queen on 2nd of June 1953 on TV by 20 million people. 3. She's the longest reigning monarch ever in Britain, even beating her great-great-grandma as well. She also served by 14 UK prime ministers, including Boris Johnson, Winston Churchill, and many more. 5. Her favourite dogs are corgis. She actually invented that brand as well. Well, when you mix congi and a Dalmatian, it makes a dorgi, or rather. Number 6, she's the only person in the UK allowed to drive without a license, even if she drives to this day. So we all know the Queen has an actual birthday, which is April 21st. However, she has a cheeky second birthday, which is held on a Saturday in June, because apparently that's when the weather's nice. Don't quote me on that, but yeah. So the Queen, so the Huskisson, is actually the Queen's birthplace, which is now a restaurant. 10. She has many hobbies like horse riding, football, pigeon racing, etc. Number 11. Queen Elizabeth became a house owner at 6 years old when the people of Wales gave her a house in the ground of Winston Royal Lodge, which is basically like a little cottage. The Queen has sent over 50,000 Christmas cards. Number 13, she owns an elephant, 2 giant turtles, a giraffe, and a pair of
sloths. Yeah, sloth. Two more. Number four, Princess Elizabeth made her first ever radio broadcast in 1940, October 1940, during the Second World War. And the last one is, even the mother can go undercover sometimes. Because when she went to Scotland, she met some people from America, and she asked if she lives there. And basically said no, but they have, in a way. So, yeah, just like her for listening, as always. Next week, I'll be talking about the Queen's Jubilee. The Queen's Jubilee celebration next week. So, inshallah, you guys enjoy it. Until then, you can hear more from me next week. And until then, love is a peace out for now. Bye.
I'm about to lose the battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake. And even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. Mind, what did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you've promised to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me.